So does every child who experiences a traumatic event or a series of them develop a toxic stress response that results in them exhibiting the behaviors we talked about earlier?
No. Everyone responds to trauma in their own individual way. So there may be some people who have been exposed to a traumatic event who don't develop any symptoms or only very mild symptoms, while others who experienced the exact same traumatic event can develop significant symptoms and end up with a trauma-related mental health disorder. These disorders are listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual under a global category called Trauma and Stressor-Related Disorders.
What types of diagnosis are categorized under trauma and stressor-related disorders?
So this category includes things like post-traumatic stress disorders, acute stress disorders, and reactive attachment disorders, as well as a few other diagnoses related to trauma. So all of these are a response to some type of trauma or stress resulting in mental health symptoms.
Why is it important for us to be able to differentiate between a child that has autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and one that has a trauma and stressor-related disorder? TSRD.
So there is some evidence from the research literature that children who have early experiences of childhood abuse or neglect can exhibit symptoms that look similar to autism spectrum disorder. So it's important for both clinical and school professionals to be able to differentiate between these two different etiologies so the most effective treatment and school-based behavior plans can be developed for the child.
And so then what are some of the similarities between children with these two diagnoses?
So both trauma and stressor-related disorders and autism spectrum disorders have pervasive effects on brain development and adaptive functioning. Both children with ASD and children with TSRDs tend to exhibit difficulties with interpreting and responding to social cues, difficulties with communicating effectively, and problems regulating their emotional state. In addition, children who are diagnosed with ASD and children who have TSRD both have difficulties with repetitive behaviors, gastrointestinal issues, sleep disorders, and can overreact or underreact to sensory input.
And then what are some of the differences between these two diagnoses?
So some general differences are that ASD is present from birth and hereditary, while TSRD requires an external traumatic event to activate it. And in the case of complex trauma, a number of repetitive traumatic events. In addition, there are gender differences. So in children with ASD, boys are more likely to have an ASD diagnosis, but there's no such gender differences in children with TSRD. In terms of the behavior these children exhibit, while children with ASD and TSRD both exhibit difficulties with social interaction, it is the type of challenges and their social presentation which is quite different. So children with ASD have trouble with reciprocal interactions, nonverbal communication, and they have a general lack of understanding of other people's perspectives, called theory of mind. This tends to result in consistent and pervasive social difficulties across environments and people. While children with TSRD can have quite a varied social presentation, which might depend on the day or even the environment. Sometimes they can present as completely disengaged, socially distanced, or withdrawn, while at other times they can be inappropriately over-friendly or physically or emotionally invasive with peers and adults. So children with TSRD are frequently highly dysregulated and hypersensitive to their environment, which can result in either an inability to focus on or pay attention to other people, or a need to intensely connect to another person in a bid to keep themselves safe. While both these diagnoses can have a sensitivity to sensory stimuli, the reason for that sensitivity and the child's reaction can present quite differently. So children with ASD seem to be over or under sensitive to sensory input, which creates intense feelings, and they may be unable to tell someone what's causing them to be upset. This might result in them covering their ears or seeking out activities that give them muscle feedback, like weighted items or heavy work, to balance their sensory systems. While children with TSRD are constantly on alert and scanning their environments for threats, so they tend to have a very strong reaction to even the slightest sensory change or a little bit of discomfort. They may have a fight, flight, or freeze reaction to a minor sensory difference or change. This is more related to their feelings of safety and ability to regulate their emotions.
Are these two approaches incompatible with each other? For example, is a trauma-informed school a good place for a child with ASD?
In a general sense, the school strategies used with children with ASD and TSRD are very compatible. The principles we talked about earlier in the podcast relating to a trauma-informed school included things like predictability and emotional education, attuned relationships, calm people and spaces, and empowering activities. These are also excellent approaches to use with students with ASD. It's only the specific individual teaching or behavior plans that might be different based on a diagnosis of ASD or TSRD.
How does the school-based behavior plan differ for a student with TSRD as opposed to a student with ASD?
So for a student with ASD, the plan would include direct teaching of social and communication skills, mostly through consistent and repetitive behavioral methods. Some examples would be teaching the child to recognize facial expressions and social cues using videos or role plays. For some students with ASD, they'll be taught to memorize appropriate communication and social scripts or social rules that can help them respond to others and make friends. Students with ASD are also taught to recognize their and other people's emotions and practice a variety of skills related to social pragmatics and perspective taking across different environments. Commonly, children with ASD have a program developed for them by a behavior consultant who is trained in applied behavior analysis. The program is usually delivered by a behavior interventionist at home or an EA at school. An effective behavior consultant also provides parent education and gives family members training and resources to help maintain and practice these skills at home and in the community. So in contrast, the school behavior plan for students with TSRD would focus on helping the student build safe and trusting relationships with their adult caregivers at school. This plan would include providing a safe and caring space for them to use to process their feelings and learn to relax. Usually, a school counselor or CCW will take the child for breaks when they get overwhelmed and help them do activities that will help them calm down and regulate their mind and body. So in the beginning, a lot of time will be spent doing positive activities with a calm and caring adult and helping the child learn to trust that these adults are there for them and will take care of them.
How is therapy different for children with ASD and TSRD?
So therapy can help children with either of these diagnoses, as well as any child with anxiety or depression. But again, the type of therapy that is most effective would be quite different. So children with ASD tend to benefit from social coaching, communication and skills training, and appreciate very concrete and practical therapeutic goals that they feel are relevant and helpful in their life. They can benefit from cognitive behavior therapy and dialectical behavior therapy and speech therapy, to name a few. Some helpful strategies for a therapist working with a child with ASD would be to keep sessions structured and predictable, use visual supports, break things down into smaller than usual chunks, and include a caregiver in the sessions so that they can help that child practice. A therapist with some knowledge or willingness to learn what strategies work best for a child with ASD can make a significant difference. A therapist working with a child with TSRD would typically use a treatment approach that focused on building a strong relationship between the child and their primary caregiver. With the support of a therapist, the caregiver would increase activities that are designed to strengthen positive interactions and emotional attachments. Family therapy would be utilized to improve communication with the child and to establish effective behavior management strategies that do not jeopardize the quality of the relationship. So some therapeutic approaches work directly on the parent-child interaction, while other approaches focus on helping the child process the trauma, either by talking about it or using eye movements or body movements to help lessen the intensity and impact of the trauma. So for more information on the types of therapy used with children with TSRD, please see the descriptions and suggested reading on this website. So in summary, the goal when considering treatment for ASD is often to develop compensatory behaviors to make up for a lack of aptitude or developing social connections and empathy. In these instances, early intervention is most successful. The goal of treating children with TSRD, on the other hand, is to increase empathy and healthy social connections by creating a healthy attachment to caregivers.